Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's well over 24 hours now since the 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit remote parts of Afghanistan and Pakistan. The actual number of casualties may never be known because of the impossibility of reaching remote villages in the Hindu Kush Mountains where the quake was centered. Relief operations are being directed from Kabul, which is about 160 miles away and where considerable force could still be felt. Christina North, the Afghanistan country director in Kabul for CARE, says getting information on damage in remote areas is the chief challenge.
Over the past 24 hours following on from the earthquake, we have really been challenged by both phone and internet communications. So that has been quite a significant factor for CARE USA in trying to get a better understanding of what the impact of this earthquake has been. The situation has improved slightly this morning, and we have been able to mobilize our assessment team to several rural locations outside of Kabul province.
And up in the mountains where people are much closer to the impact, is there any assessment of the number of landslides, the number of roads that have been affected yet?
There is no detailed information available to us so far. Anecdotally, I've heard from a number of our colleagues who are currently conducting assessments that their way has been blocked by small landslides, and these are being slowly cleared away. But I think we're going to have a clearer picture of the full impact of this quite strong earthquake in the next 24 to 48 hours, we hope.
Is this an active war zone where much of the relief effort is concentrated?
We are in a situation of conflict, and CARE USA is very concerned about the situation for vulnerable groups, particularly women and girls and families that may have been impacted by this earthquake but have previously been displaced because of the conflict. The humanitarian situation in Afghanistan was already dire, and obviously the earthquake is going to compound this suffering for ordinary Afghans that have been caught up in it. I think another factor that I would like to mention is that the temperature has dropped quite sharply over the last couple of days with the onset of winter. And as you can imagine, that also makes life very difficult for people who may have lost their homes and their belongings in this earthquake.
And did you feel the earthquake when it hit?
I did. I had just returned to my office after lunch yesterday. And I was sitting at my desk, and all of a sudden my desk started to shake and then my chair started to shake. And I could feel that this was really quite powerful. And it was quite frightening, I would say. The shaking probably went on for maybe 20 to 30 seconds, but it felt like it went on for several minutes. So for me, it was a very concerning situation. And obviously for many people around me, really very, very concerning.
Have you heard accounts of that powerful force from people who were much closer to the epicenter up in the mountains?
We are starting to hear that information, and certainly in speaking with my Afghan colleagues, they have all said to me that they've never experienced such a significant earthquake. So I can only imagine what it must have been like for people that were closer to the epicenter.
Christina Northey is Afghanistan Country Director for CARE, which stands for Cooperative for Assistance and Relief Everywhere. She spoke to us from Kabul, 160 miles south of the earthquake's epicenter. Christina, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.